The tight housing market is a frequent topic of discussion in the region. Generally, anyone looking for a new place to live faces a market where the lack of supply benefits owners and landlords, not so much buyers and renters. That's common along the Interstate 5 corridor. Then there's Klamath Falls. It takes an hour to drive from Interstate 5 to the city, but it too reports tight housing. City and Economic Development Agency and other entities are working to ease the housing market. Two guests join us from the Klamath Basin. Joe Wall is the city planning manager for the city of Klamath Falls. Hi, Joe.
Well, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. Julie Matthews is with us as well. She's from KCEDA, the Klamath County Economic Development Association. Julie, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Joe, let's start with you. Give us a general sketch of the housing market in Klamath Falls at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, as you noted, sometimes we probably are a little bit overlooked. We oftentimes hear about housing needs statewide, maybe from more of a metropolitan perspective, but it is still the same here in the Klamath Basin. We do talk routinely to our Rental Owners Association. They've done recent surveys looking at a housing vacancy rate of about 2%. So, yes, very tight markets.
Okay, 2%. That does correspond with the west of the Cascades communities as well. And have prices, rents, and sale prices been going up as the market tightens?
You know, they have been inching up. It's that is the one kind of problem we talk about in Klamath Falls, that in order to construct new housing, you need to have certain rent levels. And that is something we're looking at as part of this housing needs analysis.
What does that mean as rent levels?
So something that we're looking at, we oftentimes talk about multifamily housing and the need for different housing typologies. So primarily single-family residential is what the housing stock has. But you look at a lot of demographics who want, let's say, modern, current, multifamily-type housing. The problem is it really hasn't been constructed in mass in a more rural market. So it becomes difficult when you're looking from a developer, from a lending perspective, et cetera, on being able to prove what those rent levels are when there's been nothing in the market constructed of like.
How long has it been since a lot of the multifamily modern stuff has been built, Joe?
You know, I would say it's probably mid-2000s was the last measurable complex we've seen. So it's been a good probably 10-plus years.
Which then goes into the typical question, which is, did a lot of construction just stop or things were things canceled during the Great Recession?
I would say so. We still have an excess inventory of lots that were platted in a number of subdivisions in the mid-2000s. We're starting to see those filled up with kind of onesie-twosie housing projects, but there is still a decent inventory, at least, of available single-family residential lots.
So, Julie Matthews, this must present some interesting challenges for KCEDA, the Klamath County Economic Development Association, because you're always working to try to bring companies and their jobs to the region, but then you got to make a case that we're going to build houses, there just aren't that many now.
Yes, that's correct. In fact, just recently, that's one of the questions they're asking more than they used to. They used to always ask about the workforce. That's always one of the concerns they have when they come to a new community. And now they're actually, the last one I've had, they're asking about housing because it is such a big item all over Oregon and actually the United States now.
So I understand KCEDA has a task force aimed at dealing with the housing crunch?
We do. We've been meeting for the past year, on and off. And just last week we had a strategic planning session. So one of the goals that we came up with and incentives is going to be incentives and capital for a rural revitalization fund, because what we're finding is there's to build in Klamath County, there is a gap to make it pencil. So we're working on some of those solutions to make that happen.
A gap in that it's just not financially viable for people to build the kinds of housing that are needed?
Exactly. If builders can build something in Central Oregon or over in the Rogue Valley, it might rent for more once they build it. So we're looking at some incentives to get them over here as well. So we're going to be reaching out to different developers and builders.
Is it a Klamath Basin wide kind of situation? Because I know, you know, Joe was working for the city of Klamath Falls, but you have the opportunity of being able to look across city boundaries. I mean, are some of the south suburbs, for example, building a little faster? Is anything going on in the market that eases some of what's going on in the city of Klamath Falls?
You know, some building has been happening. Most of the, like Joe said, the large complexes have been for federal assistance. So that would be, you know, below 60% median family income. So we're looking at that next gap of workers that might be earning more like the 80% up to 100% of that. It could be your first-time home buyer. And rental units that same type of worker would be looking for.
Interesting. So this seems to present some real challenges for economic development, because while it's a fairly inexpensive place to live, relative certainly to places on the Interstate 5 corridor, it also is not that financially viable for building new places from the sounds of it, Julie.
Well, we're working on that, and I think it's going to be changing. And I also, like Joe alluded to, is we need to get something built so we can have some comparatives so they can get the finances. That's what we're finding builders and financiers need.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the housing crunch, this time in the context of the Klamath Basin, specifically the city of Klamath Falls, with Joe Wall, who's the city planning manager. Julie Matthews is with us as well. She's from KCETA, the Klamath County Economic Development Association. Questions, comments, stories to compare? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Joe, what can the city do as the city? I mean, generally the job in a department like yours is to wait for people to come in with plans.
Correct.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's not like you're really in the business of going out and trying to drum up people to build places.
Yeah, I would say the city is probably not a housing developer. We certainly can look at our own policies, and that's something we're doing as part of this housing needs analysis. So looking at what kind of housing we allow in each zone, should we allow for additional unit types, whether it's an accessory dwelling unit, what are the standards that go along with that, for example. Parking, do they have to pay what they call system development charges, which are one-time hookup fees to utilities? So looking at least from the city's perspective, as you indicated, we're not developing lots, but what can we do to ease and make development easier?
And so the housing needs analysis, how long has this been underway?
It started about December, and it's going through the end of June.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of steps along that? I mean, it sounds like it's basically just an inventory of what you have and what you could use.
It really is. We're going to look at past population projections. So how much Klamath Falls has grown within, let's say, the past few years or so, what our building permit data is. And then ultimately, it's looking at what our residential land inventory is. So within what we call the urban growth boundary, do we have enough land and appropriately zoned land to accommodate population growth projected within the next 20 or so years?
So what kind of projections do you have just in terms of population growth, things like that, and how sensitive is that to economic conditions? I mean, the economy is going good now. I don't know if it's quite the same in the Klamath Basin, but would the projections be different based on the economic conditions?
You know, the one interesting thing, and I'm always an optimist, so I see great things here, as Julie kind of alluded to previously. I think the question is, once we get a unit built, we will see it rent up at certain levels, and that will provide the comparables, as she indicated. As far as the projections that we go off of, they're based on numbers completed by the Portland State University, and they're completed once every 4 years. So I would indicate the numbers that we're going off of now are perhaps a little bit lagging, but that since those numbers were compiled, we've certainly seen a bit of an uptick in residential construction.
All right. Portland State University has the Population Center, which provides those kinds of details fairly often. The efforts that you're making in the city of Klamath Falls, or the efforts being made in Klamath Basin wide, I just wonder how they dovetail with things the state of Oregon itself is doing. I know there's been some efforts and some money scattered around the state to try to get some things built on a shorter timeline, for example. Has any of that affected the city of Klamath Falls?
So something that we're looking at, we did recently have a meeting with what we call the Regional Solutions Team, which is a governor-convened group of different agencies, and they had talked about a few different House bills going through the legislature. Amongst those, there was a pilot project or two looking at workforce housing specifically and partnering with major employers in the region. So we have had conversations with, I believe we call it the Oregon Housing and Community Development Services, about perhaps getting one of those pilot projects in Klamath Falls.
All right, so workforce housing, are we talking, is it designed a certain way? Are we talking about generally the multifamily kinds of modern things that you talked about, the market generally lacking at this point?
It may be townhomes, it may be duplexes, triplexes. Julie alluded to it, but we often refer to it as the missing middle. So at the lower end of the income spectrum, you of course have different kind of government assistance. Towards the middle, or when you look at what's built, it's oftentimes going to be at 120% or 100% of what we call the median income level. But that percentage between, which is a lot of what we're probably recruiting from an economic development project perspective, let's say 80% of the income up to 100 or so, is probably not seeing their needs met.
That was not a laugh, Julie. That was a recognition, a smile of recognition, because we've talked about the missing middle, complete with the people who coined the term here on the program. So how much of the missing middle is missing Klamath Basin-wide in your perspective, Julie?
Well, I do have to say we do have a demand for that kind of housing. With OIT growing, and we have Sky Lakes, and we also have them expanding with OHSU with their doctor's rural internship and new training that's going to be here. We're excited about it. We also have traveling nurses that stay here, and they're always looking for quality townhomes, that kind of thing. We also have, we've spoken with Kingsley Field, and they are expanding with more pilots and maintenance crews. So they also sometimes bring families, sometimes they're single. So we do know there is a great demand out there. So we do think if someone would build it, they're definitely going to be used. There is a demand.
It sounds like there could certainly be some economies of scale here, that if somebody had a pretty good-sized chunk of land and certainly the zoning to put up multifamily housing, they could put up something in a hurry and be able to rent it fairly soon.
Exactly. And that's what Joe was alluding to, working with some employers, which could be it could be OIT, it could be OHSU, it could be the base. So we're going to be working on those moving forward.
Let me let the audience outside the Klamath Basin catch up here. OIT is the Oregon Institute of Technology. Sky Lakes is the Medical Center for Klamath Falls. And OHSU, Oregon Health and Science University, which is partnering with Sky Lakes on a number of projects. So you have had, as you point out, Julie, already some movement of people into the basin for reasonably well-paying jobs.
That's correct. So we do believe they can support that, the rent points that new builders would need to have and developers. So we just need to get someone here, and we can have some comparables, and we believe it would be a success.
Tight housing, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're focusing on the city of Klamath Falls with Joe Wall, who is the city planning manager. Julie Matthews is with KCETA, the Klamath County Economic Development Association. Questions, comments, and tales from you, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Joe, I noticed that a fair number of cities in the Rogue Valley, anyway, are talking more about the ADUs, the accessory dwelling units, mm-hmm. The mother-in-law apartments, the garages converted into dwellings. Is the city of Klamath Falls changing any of its approaches in that respect?
So we do presently allow ADUs. We haven't really seen great demand for them to date, but something that we're looking at is those standards that go along with ADUs. So what would perhaps make them easier to construct a unit of that nature? A lot of cities are looking at easing parking requirements, for example. So if you do an ADU, do you have to have an additional 2 parking spaces or 1 parking space or not to have any additional parking? So we are looking at some of those standards, and there'll likely be a conversation with the community figuring out what direction we want to go.
Klamath Falls has a fair number of modest homes in neighborhoods clustered around downtown. Are those deemed worthy of what people want when they move into the basin now, or are they looking for something a bit newer than that?
You know, that's a good question. When you do look at our housing inventory, there is a great majority of the housing stock that was constructed prior to 1970. And if you look at around downtown, let's say prior to 1950 as well, I like the historic charm, and that's the neighborhood that I kind of live in. That said, when we talk about south suburbs and some of the new developments, I think that appeals to people as well.
I wonder, too, Joe, the situation with people trying to rent their homes out as vacation spaces is a factor, as it is for places like Bandon on the Oregon coast, mm-hmm. for example. I mean, Klamath Falls is not maybe quite the destination for travelers in the same sort of way, but, I mean, is it impacting the market at all, and how is the city dealing with that?
You know, we have not seen it to the same degree. I know that certainly is a concern when you look at short-term vacation housing and its impacts on the rental housing market. What we're doing is, I mean, to be completely candid, I don't think we've seen the same impacts, but it is something I want to be a front of and kind of looking at how other communities deal with it.
All right. So there's no particular rules about yes, you can, no, you can't on the books in Klamath Falls at this point?
So you are able to, and what we do is we have them register with Klamath County, and as a hotel would, you have to pay transit occupancy taxes, et cetera.
Okay, so very much like a hotel, motel kind mm-hmm. of thing. So Julie Matthews, I mean, this again presents an interesting story for KCETA. Is it sort of like the opposite of if you build it, they will come, that if you come, we will build your housing?
it is somewhat a chicken and egg type situation. But we do know there's a definite need. So we do have some local developers we've been talking to, and I do believe there are some plans. So that might spur it on if they, you know, invest and take the risk, and then others may also see it works and will also build.
So, Joe, in the process of preparing the housing needs analysis for the city of Klamath Falls, I mean, obviously you're going to count, no doubt, the existing dwellings, but then how do you do the projections? Does the population figure, is that the biggest issue in trying to figure out how many homes you're going to need in the years ahead?
Correct. So it's based on, like we indicated, the Portland State University population projections, and what they do is look at growth planned over a 20 or so year horizon, and based on that, they figure an average household size. And with, let's say, a few thousand new residents, they figure you need 600 new housing units or something of that nature over the horizon. Now, I would indicate we're by no means limited to that number, and I'd actually like to see much more optimistic growth. But based on past population projections, that is kind of the estimated housing unit need.
You mentioned a 2% vacancy rate. Is there something that's considered an optimum figure?
In talking with a few folks, and they say it's very similar to a job or employment market where you want to have the ability to move between places, and they've indicated something closer to 5%.
Okay. So it's at 2% now, and 5% is the goal. So Julie Matthews, in the years ahead with the people you, KCETA, is trying to bring into the basin, I mean, do you have your own projections about numbers of people you might get moving into the basin and the numbers of houses they might need?
Well, right now, excuse me, we've been working in the last few years with some larger employers, you know, looking at our area. So we haven't landed one yet, but if we do, you know, it could be up to, you know, 200, 225 workers they're going to need. So it could be, I would see some of those moving in or maybe transferring from an existing plant. So definitely we would need another 35 at least to 100. It just depends on what company we end up or plant landing here. It could also be expansion of businesses. We're always concerned about that because if someone expands, they're going to need more employees. So it's always a concern.
All right, a number of efforts going on at the same time then, both to bring people into the basin and to build enough houses to make sure that there's room for them more, for them all. KCETA has a task force dealing with the housing crunch. Julie Matthews is with KCETA, the Klamath County Economic Development Association. The city of Klamath Falls is about halfway through a housing needs analysis. Joe Wall is the city planning manager. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange to describe the issue with housing in the Klamath Basin.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, good to have you both.